Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. Happy Thursday.
You know what that are doing our intro kind of just reminded me? You know, we used to do a different intro in the beginning of the show.
Did we?
It was the same, like, do-do-do, but it had, like, a different
and it, you know what?
Lyrical.
It was more, like, news,
it was like,
right?
do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And then it was, like, do-do-do. It was, like, a different do-do-do at the end.
It was,
I was like, ooh.
I think it's evolved, because when I remember when we were starting to do the intro, like, I wanted it, or at least in my head, I wanted it to sound like breaking news.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it, like an ongoing thing. I think, yeah, we just turned it into a little tune.
Manifested it.
And now here we are.
Yeah, vibe.
Taylor Watch, welcome
back. Taylor Watch.
I like how that rolls into itself.
Me too.
Makes me feel good. And it makes me feel like home. And we are still back. We are still here. Feels really good to be back. I keep saying that, but it really does. And yes, happy Thursday. Thursday, best day. Close, so close to Friday, which is close to the weekend. And it's basically
hell
weekend.
Any fun plans for this weekend?
Actually, I am not too many fun plans, but I am going to Friday. I'm going to see my grandpa. It's his birthday.
Happy birthday to my grandpa.
So my whole family is going down to say hello, and he is 89.
Wait, it was my grandpa's birthday like 2 days ago.
Oh my God. Grandpas love October.
Grandpas are
slash
so cute.
End of September.
89. Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's fucking old.
He's crushing it. Dude, it's old. And he knows it. He's like, damn.
Is he like
old.
Still like moving and grooving a little?
He's popping off. Yeah. In the last couple of years, both my grandparents have like kind of been going through it. Like,
You
know, a couple of falls, things like that. Mm-hmm. But they still live by themselves. And, you know, he's.
They're both still alive, your grandma and grandpa?
Nana and grandpa, yeah.
Nana does. This is Nana's husband.
This is Sweet William. She puts he goes out and buys her flowers all the time. They're like the ultimate like couple goals in the world. My grandpa will like disappear for a while and go to a farmer's market and like bring my Nana flowers, and then she'll post and be like, Sweet William picked out my beautiful flowers. But it's so
Sweet
funny
William.
Like my Nana, like, she's so, my Nana and I are very similar. Like, she's very blunt, and she likes what she likes and she doesn't like what she doesn't like.
Yeah.
And so like say she'll get flowers and she'll be like, beautiful flowers, unfortunately they're not my favorite kind, but Sweet William does what he can. Like, she'll say stuff like that. It's fucking
has to let it slip in there.
Like, she had to get her knee replaced kind of recently, and so she's been kind of on the mend for a while, and my grandpa's had to like help her out around the house and stuff, and like, you know, he's a really good cook and everything, but there's other stuff like the cleaning that she's very you know, specific about.
Yeah.
And so like I'll call her and I'll be like, what's going on, you know, how's it going? And she'll be like, oh, you know, it's good. Yeah, your grandfather doesn't know where anything goes, but besides that, it's like stuff like that. So I'm really excited to
see
both of them.
You can't blame them being married for that fucking long.
Oh, yeah.
So
a million years.
I
think I'm married young too. I think they've been married probably like, I don't know, 65 years? Something fucking crazy.
That's
my grandpa,
like
my Nana had my, yeah, right. My Nana had my uncle, my dad's older brother, when she was like 19. So they were like,
oh, shit.
Like literally their whole lives they've been together. So
that's beautiful.
Seeing them on Friday.
Love that.
My whole fam.
That's beautiful. Happy birthday to your grandpa.
Oh, and happy birthday to my childhood bestie, Jen. It's her
birthday
today,
Jen.
Actually. I should text her as soon as we're done with this. I was texting her yesterday.
I don't have any birthdays this week. I'm going to a birthday dinner.
Oh,
on Friday.
Whose birthday?
It's my friend Katie, my friend Ryan, and my friend Jones.
Mega
Oliver
celebration.
Jones.
Mega celebration.
Yeah, all have like, it's like their birthdays are like the 6th, 7th, 8th or something. Mm-hmm. Or sorry, no, it's not my friend Oliver. It's my friend Sam.
Ooh.
Their birthdays are like the 7th, 8th, 9th or something.
Ah.
So we're doing dinner on Friday, and then next week I'll have a lot of birthdays to shout out.
Ooh, that's great. Yeah. Wait, I have one more birthday to shout out, and he would kill me if I didn't. Joey. Joey's birthday
my
is
God.
Joey's birthday's on Friday.
Oh, exciting.
And Saturday night, I believe, we're going to like watch a movie or something fun at his apartment.
Fun.
I think he said he was like trying to rent out a movie theater to watch like Lady Gaga's The Joker.
Ooh.
Like that was the plan before. I don't know what the plan still is.
I heard that.
Very
that
happy birthday
not
to Joe.
That good.
I know. Well, you know,
happy birthday, Joe.
You know the gays. They love Lady Gaga. It doesn't matter. They're all down for Gaga. So I'll pass along your specific message
Thank
too,
because
he'll appreciate it. But lots of birthdays.
Not Joey Camasta, by the way.
Not Joey Camasta. My other good friend Joey.
That we went to the Eras Tour.
Yes.
In Paris with.
Yes.
We had a lovely time with him and all of Kelly's
and all of those
squad,
all those boys and gals.
I always see your cousin on Instagram living up her best life.
Oh, Mackenzie loves her. Is living her life. You know, she sent me some beautiful bracelets. From there and from Bahrain. And
oh, Bahrain. Bahrain. Sorry, not Bahrain.
It's all
Beirut is a country, though, right?
I think it's Beirut.
Oh, Beirut
is a place.
Okay, Bahrain.
Bahrain is where she is, but she's in the Coast Guard for those confused. But she sent me as thank yous for the aerosol, sent me some beautiful.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no, what?
It's not safe in Beirut right now.
No, it's definitely not. Yeah. It's definitely not.
I didn't know
it's
that.
It's not really safe in a lot of places, to be honest. But, yeah, so I was happy about the bracelets that she sent me.
Well, yeah.
She comes home soon, actually. She comes back to the States soon, and then I think she might be going to...
Fight?
No. I think she... Imagine. No, I think she's going to, like, Hawaii, maybe. Her brother's in Hawaii. He's also in the Coast Guard.
In the Coast Guard,
he's,
too.
He's stationed in Hawaii, so I think she's trying to get over there. Or
I think in another life, I'm in the Coast Guard.
I bet you kick ass. Yeah. She kicks fucking ass in the Coast Guard. Like, she went through boot camp, and she was telling me about
Actually,
it.
I think
like,
I'm
girl,
too much of a priss.
I think maybe, but I think when you're in it, you're like a determined person. Like, when you're told, like, you got to do this, you do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, you're not going to, like, cry and be like, come, mommy, pick me up. Like, you'll get through your shit. And
yeah.
And she got through her shit. I was very proud of her for that.
Let's go off, queen.
Yeah, that's right. Powerful women. We love them.
We love it.
We love them.
I really don't have anything else going on. I think Saturday I'm just going to sit on my ass.
Oh, yeah. I'm doing one of the High Noon watch parties in Hoboken.
Oh,
Wicked
fun.
Wolf. You're at Wicked Wolf in Hoboken at 3:30 on Saturday.
What game?
Do you know? The 3:30 slate. I'm not sure what it is, but I will be there until at least halftime.
Okay.
So if anybody's wanting to come through and say hello, have a little High Noon with me.
On Saturday? You'll
on
be
Saturday,
there?
On Saturday,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which will be fun. I've got that going on. But besides that, Sunday, I think, is going to be the day where I just, like... Mm. Like, I might throw my phone out the window, even. Like, it's going to be
huge.
God bless.
Thank you.
It's going to be fabulous.
Yeah, I know. I feel like our lives have just been going nonstop.
I know. We've been busy bitches.
To relax.
I know.
Too, yeah.
I need that fall. I need to decorate for Halloween and to get some Halloween decorations.
I need to get some Halloween decorations.
Get my stuff out.
My apartment.
Out of my bins. You know who else is feeling a little fed up with people and everything around her? Because she's a busy bee.
Oh.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Yes, she is.
And you know why she's fed up?
Why?
Because people are questioning her vocal abilities. They say she's lip syncing at her concerts. When are people going to learn?
People just don't understand, like, audio and like, sound engineering,
they
I don't
really
think.
Don't. They really don't.
And, like,
they
neither
think they
do I, really. But, like, I do understand the fact that there's something called, like, backup singers. Mm-hmm. And there's, like, a little bit of a backtrack. And then, like,
backing vocals.
She sings live. Like, you can tell in videos online that there's very much, like, you can hear the backup singers. And you can hear, like, when she takes the mic away from her face or, like, says, like, yay, or, like, something. Like,
right.
Her microphone is on.
Yeah. Say her microphone is on and she's singing. Like, people, you know, there are so many different parts to a song when you listen to a song. Like, there are, you know, you sing... like harmony, melody.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why recording a song is so hard. You don't just go on and sing like just the lyrics straight up without all of the other parts.
Yeah,
of it.
Yeah.
Taylor is the exact same.
Yeah.
And you know, everyone's always accusing everyone of lip syncing at their concerts and whatever, blah, 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 blah. Sabrina Carpenter stuck up for herself and someone made a video being like, she's lip syncing, whatever. And she commented and was like, I sing at all my concerts and you can ask my sound engineer.
Yeah.
You can ask my audio engineer.
Good for her. It's just annoying that
why
she
people
has
just
to,
do
like,
that. Like, yeah, fuck off. No, I sing live at everything. Like, shut the fuck up, bitch.
Yeah.
Like, what do you,
I feel
it's
like
your fucking business.
It's funny because I feel like we say, it's hard with a celebrity, like, towing the line of like, clapping back and then like sometimes it's like, all right, like maybe you need to take yourself off social media a little bit, but like if it's something of an instance like this where you're, you know, you're seeing a bunch of videos and you know it's not true, like, yeah, fuck yeah, just say like I'm 100%
always
live singing, like,
yeah,
there's no,
and she said it once, she never has to say it again, you
yeah
know what I mean,
exactly,
like, it's all done and it just that squashes
it's all
the
based
rumors,
off like
fuck
just
off.
One video that like somebody posted
so
and I think it was like during Please Please Please, which is like one a very hard song to probably sing live, and then someone else posted like another video and like she's, you can just tell she's singing live.
Also Please Please Please, that chorus alone has like four different tunes in one, like,
yeah, it's
so
crazy.
So she's singing the melody and then everything else, there's probably like four layers on top of it that are going on in the background, like,
yeah,
it's just, that's just how that song is, like, you can't, if you were to sing that song acoustically, it would not sound the same as if you were to perform it like full
yeah
out.
No, definitely
so
not.
People are just dumb as fuck and I'm proud of her for that.
Me too.
I forget what else I was gonna say about her and people. You said something that just jogged my mem. About Sabrina as well, because I wanted to. I remembered something I didn't get to bring up right before we talked about this or right before we started. One, Jack Antonoff saying that Sabrina wrote every line of Sharpest Tool herself.
Love that.
I love
but
that
for
too.
Her, that's awesome because that song is so fucking good.
That song is fantastic. Yeah. And Jack Antonoff
and
was
really
like, that was all Sabrina.
Beautiful.
Lyrically beautiful. Yeah. Just fantastic. Two, Jack Antonoff went on Jimmy Fallon and was very funny. Jimmy started asking about Margaret, his wife, and someone in the audience goes, woo. And then Jack was like, you know, started acting like
mad.
And was like, this is the instance where those are the kind of people that ask me on Twitter, like, can you fight?
He's
like, and I can. And like takes his glasses off like he's about to fight, like, you know, for his wife.
I was getting annoyed at Jimmy Fallon, like fucking interrupting him every time.
I know.
Like,
he like didn't get the joke. I know. He like clearly didn't get the joke. And I was like, Jimmy, shut the, like literally shut the fuck up. Like,
I don't know if we talked about it, but well, we did talk about Jack Antonoff and the VMAs and him putting in like something in his ears. People were like always putting in AirPods because he didn't want to listen to Katy Perry. When you were like, no, he's definitely putting in earplugs. And he later on went to confirm. Did you see that tweet that he tweeted?
Oh,
so
it was
funny.
Hilarious.
He was
like,
I'm so ashamed to
admit. It's time to speak out. I've been embarrassed publicly. Like,
he's
it was
like,
hilarious.
Like, come after my friends or family.
Wait, I kind of want to read it. I would like to tell you directly from me that I did, in fact, use earplugs the other night. They were Blue Heroes brand, and I'm mortified to admit that I'm mortified to admit that I've been using them for a long time as well as buying them in bulk. I would also like to be honest and get ahead of the fact, next tweet, that I do not only use them when in 100 plus decibel environments. It is humiliating to admit that I use them on planes and every night while asleep. There is nothing left to do but apologize and thank those who have covered this story because although it's an embarrassment to my family and I do believe that this was a very important and pressing issue that needed to be exposed. I'm sorry to those I let down today and I will not be going to work and instead thinking about my earplug use and everyone that has been affected by it. The band and I have decided to keep all dates as scheduled.
Very funny.
Just like hilarious, hilarious.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, it's
so
just like,
good.
He's very, I like the way that he turned like, into a very lighthearted thing because like people were being so fucking dramatic about it.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't know if I just feel like my life has been so consumed by like drama on Twitter that I just don't even know what's real and what's fake anymore, really.
Yeah, it's
I'm
hard.
Like, why are these people freaking out over earplugs? Like, use your brain. Use your brain, people.
Nobody wants to use their brain. Sometimes
nobody
I think people are obtuse on purpose. Like, they want to, like, bitch and moan about something, and so they just want to go off. But, but yeah.
I get that, honestly. Sometimes I want to bitch and moan about things.
I always be
bitching and moaning. Yeah.
Listen to one more second of all this bitching and moaning. That's how I feel. That's how I feel at all times. You know what I'm not bitching and moaning about?
What?
The new addition to the Eagles Christmas album is Stevie Nicks.
Yay!
Oh my God. How exciting.
Kind of
New Heights.
Crazy.
Kind of crazy.
I didn't realize that on New Heights, Jason, when they were all in London. Jason and Kylie weren't there when Stevie came to one of the London shows.
Yeah.
So Travis was like making a joke, like, I think you're the only person who hasn't met Stevie yet. And now he has finally met her.
Now he has. Yeah. New Heights tweeted a photo of Jason and Stevie and said, like, you know, the new feature on the Christmas album coming up, whatever. This is a crossover that I guarantee does not happen without Taylor.
Oh,
right? Like,
no.
that's a, you know, Stevie Nicks went to the Eras Tour concert in London and, you know, had an amazing time. Obviously, Clara Bow references Stevie Nicks directly. Stevie Nicks wrote the, a poem or what was it? A poem, a foreword?
Yeah.
Forward, like I guess you would technically say. For Torture Poets Department.
Yep.
Very much intertwined with Taylor's life and
she loves
on the Eagles Christmas album.
Crazy. Sorry.
Just
no,
hilarious.
I was just going to say, she loves You're On Your Own Kid because it reminds her of Christy, the woman who passed away from Fleetwood Mac.
Her bestie.
Yeah. Christine. Sorry, I think it's Christine. I forget her last name. But yes, they have a lot of connections. But yeah, I don't think that this would have happened without Taylor at all.
No.
I'd like to think that maybe like she met Travis and, you know, just like they got along or something.
Got along. Maybe all went out to dinner. Maybe like they're talking about family. Jason, they bring up the Christmas album. They
say,
whatever,
like, brings that up. Like, think we can get Stevie on the album?
Yeah. So,
like,
Stevie, you busy this December? Like, how are you feeling about this?
I don't know.
Although,
it feels very random.
You know what is so funny? Like, I don't think of her as a Christmas, I do weirdly think of her as a Christmas person because Landslide, the song, played in the movie Jack Frost. You know that movie?
Oh, yeah, of course.
With
Is it Dennis Quaid?
No.
No, it's
I want to say Michael
Tim
Keaton.
Allen?
I want to say Michael Keaton.
Oh.
No, Michael Keaton is the snowman, and but he's the dad, and he dies.
Oh,
and when he because he dies, and but he comes back to life as a snowman. Let's see, movie.
I did
yeah.
not see this. Movie,
right, I think
now.
It's Michael Keaton.
My
yeah,
God.
It is.
He gets killed in a
so Michael
car
Keaton.
Accident?
Yeah, sorry. This is a, this. I mean, it's not a spoiler. The movie's from 1998, but like Michael Keaton is the dad in this family,
okay.
and he goes out in a snowstorm, even though he like shouldn't. He has to like go to work because you know the boss or something like that. And he like gets in a really bad car accident and dies. And then his son or somebody makes a snowman in like the front of their yard, puts his hat and his scarf on him, and then it turns into so Michael Keaton is the snowman.
Oh wait,
like,
that's
his voice
cute.
Is the snowman. But when the dad dies, Landslide starts playing.
Oh.
So it's a whole. It's like the saddest. You know, obviously the saddest thing in the world.
Yeah,
but
to me, Stevie Nicks is always Halloween. Obviously.
For sure, she's Halloween. Yeah. But I do like kind of think about her at weirdly at Christmas because of that.
Yeah, that's an interesting connection. Yeah.
So I wonder if she'll sing Landslide.
Oh my God! Well, that song always can fucking just rip me to shreds.
Of course, doesn't matter.
I know.
What time
I do wonder what song it's gonna be. Maybe an original piece or
could be
something. I don't know. Yeah, maybe like a Landslide but Christmas version.
Could be.
Speaking of Christmas virgins. Sabrina Carpenter, circle back, doing like a Netflix nonsense Christmas
special.
Right. Yeah,
I forgot all about that. That's going to be so fun and
cute.
Oh, I love that.
EP, Fruitcake, is so good.
Oh, I don't even know it.
Oh, my God. It's so good, Kelly.
I have to
like,
go back and
it's
listen.
Such a cute, like, it's so Sabrina, like,
I love that.
Tongue in cheek, like, little horny, like, funny
she's so
lyrics.
Cute. Like, she's just, she's got that shit on lock.
She's got
you know?
That. She just, she seems so cool and funny.
Yeah.
Sorry, not to keep talking about Sabrina, but did
no, we love Sabrina. Yeah.
Did you see? So, like during Juno, she will pick someone out in the crowd and like hand them fuzzy pink handcuffs and be like,
"Oh no,
God,
I didn't
so
know she
hot.
Did that."
Like, you're making my clothes fall off.
Cute,
like, it's very cute. And one of the stops, it was two of her friends dressed up as boys, and she was getting like a lot of shit because like people were like. Like, why is she hitting on, like, these young boys? Like, what the hell? But it turns out it was her friends, like, dressed up
like,
as,
dress
boys.
As boys.
And her friend was, like, going with
this.
That's
so
like, being
funny.
Really funny. And they were like, oh, my God, I can't believe that she's, like, flirting with these 12-year-old boys, whatever. And everyone's like, no, like, these
no,
are
idiot.
Girls dressed
yes,
up
these
as
are her
boys.
Friends. Well, she does that all the time. Like, whenever she used to, like, talk to people in the audience and like be like, oh, questions, whatever, and they'd say like crazy outlandish
shit.
They were always her friends. Like her friends were the ones being like, I haven't talked to my mom. My mom fucked my boyfriend. What do I do? And it's like that's planted. It's like it's on purpose. It's supposed to be like that, but it's part of the show. Like everything that she puts on, like, is part of the show, and it's really fun.
So oh God, I want to see her live.
I know,
so
me too.
Bad.
I'm so sad to have missed her.
I know.
I'm so sad.
She is playing in London. In like the first week of March, and my birthday is February 26th.
Oh,
I know.
Well, it sounds like, looks like we're going to go to London.
Well,
please,
cheerio.
Please, you don't have to tell me twice.
I
want to go to London.
I have my eyes a little bit on that, and like the tickets were like £150.
Ooh.
Yeah, O2 would be so cool too.
Say no
Ooh.
More. Say no more.
Yeah, I just I don't want to miss out on this
I mean,
tour.
You know that it takes literally nothing to get me to London. So so yeah.
It's like a quicker trip to fly there than it is to like California.
It is, girl. I've been saying it. It is faster to London than it is to California.
Let's
and
do it.
You know, California's always there. So is London, I guess, but it's
right.
It's just fun to go there.
Cooler, yeah.
It's just fun to go there. But yeah, no, we love Sabrina, our girly girl.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Something we have to, another thing I just thought of.
Oh.
Keeping up with all our pop girlies, Charlie XCX is coming out with
a new
album, new EP, new something.
It's, like, it's called like Brat, but it's different.
It's like
songs,
Brat, but
so
it's
different. But
yeah,
it's still
Brat, but it's not.
Like
but it
that.
Is Brat,
yeah.
but it's not, or some shit like
and
that.
And I've been seeing Bon Iver. Bon Iver.
No, it's Bon Iver. Billboards have been popping up randomly all over the country. So far, we've seen Bon Iver. We've seen Chapel. I also can't
tell
what's photoshopped or not.
Yeah, I know.
Someone said it was a billboard in
Missouri.
With Chapel on it, which of course is where she's from, and.
Someone made
et cetera, et cetera.
Trisha Paytas.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
I saw another fake one too that was so funny. I can't think what it was.
Yeah.
But,
it seems like this Chapel one might be fake. There's the 1975.
Mm, that makes a lot of sense.
Lucy LaDuca. I don't know who that is.
Isn't that Lucy?
Tinashe.
Isn't Lucy LaDuca like Lucy?
No, that's Lucy Dacus.
Lucy Dacus.
From Boy Genius is what yes, you're talking about? Yes, yeah.
And I was like, told Lucy you'd kill yourself if I'd ever leave.
No, that's
like,
close. Lucy LaDuca, Lucy Dacus.
Wait,
no,
Lucy LaDuca,
similar.
That... Is that a
but
drag
they spell
queen?
It L-O-O-S-E-Y.
That's a drag queen.
Oh, it is?
Lucy LaDuca. I'm pretty sure. Spell it again. Lucy LaDuca.
Oh, wait. That's fake. It's fake. It's fake.
Okay. That's it. I was like, wait a minute. That's I know her from Drag Race. Oh, my brother is going to love
God
that.
Damn it, Lucy.
My brother is going to love that. No, Lucy LaDuca is good. Like, she's a great drag queen.
Wait, I'm so dead. Damn it.
Thank God it's not only me. Okay, like, that's thank fake. God it's not yeah. only me.
Damn, fucking Twitter.
Lucy LaDuca.
Like, it seems so real. Oh, my God. Whatever. Okay.
Oh, Sam.
This
is
one's
going
real.
To
Pop Crave. Shy Girl. Okay. Is a new, like, new up and coming artist.
Got it. I think I've heard that name.
Brat Autumn is what. Charlie XCX is saying, but yeah, it seems like 1975
makes a lot of sense. We all know that Charlie is dating George, who of the 1975, yeah. Who I guess is like a bassist maybe, or a drummer. I don't know what
Bon Iver
role he plays.
Tinashe. And why do they kind of put up in these fucking backwards fucking,
I don't know, it's
Young, you know. Lesn, I can't even pronounce that.
Damn.
Yeah, so we'll
Young
see.
Lesbo.
It looks like Young Lesbo. It literally looks like
it could be. It could be Young Lesbo and Lucy LaDuca. I love it.
Young wow. Lesbo.
Wow. So I really can't wait for Brat, but it's not Brat, but it is Brat, but it's not Brat, featuring Lucy LaDuca and Young Lesbo and Chapel Ronan, Bon Iver and Lucy LaDuca.
It's like the definition of brain rot talk. Like, oh my God, that's
and
really
Tekashi 69,
yeah,
who is dead.
Yeah, he's dead.
Is he? I actually don't know.
No, I think he's still alive.
Tekashi 69. I kind of feel like he. No, you know who I'm thinking of? Who's the other guy
oh,
that's dead?
One of the rappers.
No,
Rich Homie Quan just died.
Well, rest in peace to Rich Homie.
You know Rich Homie Quan.
Rest wait, in peace.
And I also don't.
Well, truly, rest in peace to Rich Homie Quan, because I'm sorry, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is Rich Homie Quan? And
you
how did he
that
die?
That type of way.
No.
You know I got that voodoo feel that type of way.
No.
Oh,
Fetty Wap?
No.
That's how like Fetty Wap a little. No, I know he's still alive. He's from Patterson, New Jersey.
Oh, man.
Wait a minute. Tekashi.
6'9". I think he's still alive.
6'9".
He's like a bad dude. So like.
No, I know he's a bad dude. But I thought, oh, he's the one who was always worried that he was going to get like killed in prison, right?
Probably.
I think that was the whole thing.
Oh, Millie Bobby Brown got married.
Oh, I saw that with her beautiful pictures with John.
Yeah, John Bon Jovi Jr.
Who is so handsome.
So handsome. Looks just like his father.
Identical. It's crazy.
Wow.
Did you see John Bon Jovi?
Saving that
lady off the ledge?
I saw nothing after that either.
Neither did I.
John Bon Jovi was caught on like a CCTV or something.
In Nashville.
Oh, it was Nashville.
Yeah.
So it was like a camera on a bridge then, and it picked up. John Bon Jovi was apparently like filming for a music video,
mm-hmm.
and saw a woman about to jump off, and like she was literally holding onto the railing, mm-hmm. and like him. It's, I think it was his wife with him or a woman.
Somebody
was
with
him.
Yeah, somebody was.
And
with
they were talking to the person, and the person they got the person off.
They talked her. They literally talked her off the ledge. She said, "Oh, we're halfway there. Oh, living on a prayer. Take my hand. We'll make it. I swear. Oh, living." On a prayer.
John Bon Jovi.
Good for him.
Besides,
this is a while ago. This happened
this
a couple
like weeks
ago.
3 weeks ago, right?
We never talked about it. I don't think.
No,
I think just, we were in the middle of all of our busy days. But yeah, I mean
that happened, and nothing can really laugh. came out of it.
And we can laugh because she's okay.
Yeah, she's okay. Thank
it did
God.
Have me. It did have me thinking though. Like, of course, like if you're. Like, you know, you're in a horrible spot. It's a terrible feeling. You don't want to feel that way. You don't want anyone to feel that way. But if you're about to jump in a situation like that,
right?
and someone like Bon Jovi walks by, it's like, I can't jump now.
No, I'd be so embarrassed.
I'd be so embarrassed. Yeah, I'd be like, Bon Jovi just saw
Bon
me.
Jovi,
try to,
don't look at me.
Like, he's like, don't see me like this, Bon Jovi. Like,
look away, Bon Jovi.
Of course, yeah, for real. Like, yeah. This is so embarrassing. Like, it's crazy. Like, any celebrity, like Taylor Swift, any celebrity, like, I would
hate. No, I'd be so embarrassed.
That'd be too much.
I think I would want Adele to come and save me.
Adele would be great. She'd be like, babes.
Be like, babes,
divorce,
love.
Babes, my- divorce.
Babes, it can't be that hard, babes.
Babes, it's okay.
I want to do divorce, yes. Babes. Peppa Pig.
I've had so many boyfriends, babes. You'll get through it. That's Adele. And I'll be like, girl, you're right. You're
I literally right. love her.
Because it would definitely be because of a
she
boyfriend.
She is taking like a really long hiatus.
She is.
Like,
she needs some time.
For a while. She I'll miss her.
You so
know, why didn't I see her, at her, in, her in Vegas?
Oh, we should have saw her.
So fun.
I know. We should have saw her. To be fair, she didn't have very many, like, I mean, there wasn't much opportunity, I don't think. I don't think that
she
show
did,
went
like,
on for
big,
too long.
Didn't she like pause it for a while too?
Yeah, she did. She had it going. She paused it for a while. She brought it back for a little while, and now it's off.
I love Adele.
Me too. But again, I think that just Adele goes Dazeem. To show, like, Adele Dazeem. I think that just goes to show, speaking of John Travolta, like, what's he up to these days? He just has a rubber
he's a
face.
Freak.
His face looks
and
crazy.
And he's bald.
Yeah, he's bald as hell. God, what a fall from grace. He used to be so hot, Danny Zuko.
Yeah, he really was.
Damn.
I love him in Hairspray.
Danny Zuko. I just love him in Hairspray
you
as well.
You can't stop my knife and fork when I see a Christmas ham. And you can try to stop me dancing feet. I don't know the rest of them.
But just don't give a damn. And the world keeps spinning round and round. And my heart's keeping time to the speed of sound. I was lost and I heard the drop and I found my way. You can't stop the beat.
I'm trying to stop the paradise we're dreaming of. And now I'm gonna stop the woman of two hearts in love today. You can't stop the beat.
Zac Efron as well.
Love.
Another guy with a face issue.
I think his face
I feel
is
bad
healing,
for him, though.
No,
his face is healing. His face is definitely healing. He had some crazy shit going on. I feel bad for him. I think that he got accused of like getting plastic surgery and hiding it. And he never actually did. Like, why would Zac Efron ever need plastic surgery?
Yeah, I don't
never
know.
Never needed it. He just, like, fucked up his jaw. And
he
everyone was
he,
like, you tried to get a facelift and it fucked up. I was like, no. He's,
he said that he, like,
so
smashed his jaw on, like, a water, on, like, a fountain.
Yes.
Like,
he,
slipped
like,
and fell.
He slipped and fell, hit his face. And then he, like, I know. And then he, like, later. No. The first time it happened, he like tripped and fell into like a
like
granite
a,
table
yeah,
or
like
something.
A, yeah.
But then the second time, he like hit his face on the bottom of a pool.
He's
in
always
Ibiza.
Doing, he's
like
kind of always doing crazy stuff.
Yeah, maybe
show.
He's just maybe he's drinking. Mm. Maybe he been drinking. He been drinking. Oh,
he get filthy
of,
when that liquor get into him. He be drinking.
He be thinking. Da, 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 baby, I want you. Na, na. That's
what
him. I was gonna say. We have not really talked about Diddy at all, but
oh,
boop, boop, boop. What's gonna happen to Jay-Z?
I know. You
rumor
know,
mill is going.
I'm gonna be really, really heartbroken if something comes out about Jay-Z because
I hope
that
not.
Means Beyonce knew, and I don't know if Beyonce was involved, but like Beyonce, like
she knows all.
She's like the queen. She's the idol. She's like
I know.
She's Beyonce.
I know. Hollywood is shaking in their boots. I'll tell you what.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of crazy. But I really do wonder, like, I wonder if this is going to be, like, another Epstein thing where it's like, oh, like, people are about to get fucking nailed. Like, this is it. And then, like, nothing happens.
And then nothing actually happens.
And I feel like
yeah.
that's probably going to be the case.
I saw a little video of, I don't know who it was, some lawyer, some guy, being like, we have the names of people in Hollywood and you'd be fucking shocked. And they all know who they are and they're getting their ducks in a row and eventually it will be exposed. Like, it was, like, a whole thing. So I was like, oh. But everybody's
well,
talking
you
about
know
Jay-Z
what? I
BFF
hope so.
With Diddy.
Yeah,
so
they
like
were BFF.
Tough. Tough to be BFF with a guy like that at a time like this.
Crazy. I mean,
can't be.
There's so I feel like there's so many pictures that have been surfacing of like celebrities. But it's crazy to, you know, relate it to Taylor. Like some, I saw this like last week or something. Someone posted a picture of like Diddy or like Diddy like said something positive about Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah.
Or, like,
they have a photo together. They have a photo together. But here's the thing.
And people
like,
were like, oh, Taylor's next.
I'm yeah,
like,
no.
Just because they have one picture from like right. 2009 together.
You know who else had a photo with Diddy? Aretha Franklin. So we can all chill the fuck out. Like I saw people passing that around. I was like, come on now. Like, of course, Diddy has photos with every celebrity ever. That doesn't necessarily mean that they're involved in his... you know, debauchery.
Right.
So we'll just have to wait and see. But I am following that story pretty closely.
Yeah, me too. I'm following it closely. I, you know, wasn't shocked to find out that it was a thing.
No, not me
either.
But
it will be very heartbreaking and like disgusting and disappointing if we do find out that anyone.
That people we love are involved.
People we love.
Yeah,
that'll
be devastating to hear.
Yeah, that, you know, we.
And we're going to have to change our tunes pretty quick.
I know.
Because listen, I don't have the back of anybody that's involved in some shit like
fuck
that.
No.
That
hell
is a
no.
quick. Ooh,
no, hell no.
Sorry, I was a fan. Now I'm no longer a fan.
Confused when people like say they like Chris Brown. I'm like, in what world?
No,
are we
it's
still
hard.
Listening and liking Chris Brown. Like, no. Yeah, he has bangers, but like other people have bangers too, and like he's disgusting.
No, he's disgusting, and he's like continuously disgusting.
And it's not just
disgusting.
The Rihanna thing.
Yeah.
He's had so
he's like always
many,
disgusting.
Like, domestic
yeah.
abuse issues,
and it does suck because he does have bangers, but you know, so did Michael Jackson.
Mm. Mm. Do you still listen to? Mikey J?
No. I mean,
I've
I don't go out of my
Mikey
way.
J fan.
Yeah, I don't go out of my way. My parents are big fans. My mom is a big fan. I don't know if they still. Yeah, my mom does the whole like.
She
does the whole thing. Yeah, she does. She does like a hee hee and like walks and like does the thing. It's hilarious. Like growing up, it was really funny. Now it's a it's a dark cloud whenever Michael comes up. It's
put
like
that away.
Oh, Michael. Mm, you know, Michael. It's that kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Tough. But he was a troubled soul as well, I think, and also a pervert. But what are you gonna do? People are bad people sometimes. People are bad people.
People are just, people and sometimes
people are bad people. Bad people got lots of problems. I don't even know if that's a real song. I'm just singing it. But yeah, so, you know.
So on that note.
We're keeping abreast on all those things. Speaking of bad people as well, Menendez Brothers. I'm watching that right now.
Oh,
only
you
a couple
started?
Episodes in. Yeah, I finally
so good.
Started.
I finished it episodes. Like 2 nights ago.
Oh, good.
You know, there's been a lot of controversy about that show, and I completely agree. I think the true crime shows, you know.
Yeah.
It's hard because no one will ever really know the true story. So to portray them in a certain way without facts, you know, to back it up is, you know, it's a little weird.
A little
to
incestuous.
Me. A little insensitive. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, what was I going to say? Oh, just like, because, you know, some people may watch this and be like, oh, this is what happened.
Well,
know?
That's the main issue with these, like, dramatizations. Obviously,
you have
they're,
to realize
they're great
that
entertainment,
not,
but right. But a lot of people don't realize that, hey, not 100% of this is fact. Like, there are, like, the court stuff, the testimonies, those things are taken from real, you know, moments. But
like
you know.
Some of like the smaller plot lines, whatever, the stuff about like Lyle and Eric, like
hooking up,
that was never
don't really
confirmed.
Know.
Yeah. Like that, yeah. You know, and to like portray that is a little
well,
weird
Ryan Murphy loves
Ryan
to
Murphy,
do that.
Yeah,
he loves
drama.
To do,
he loves a true crime. He loves to like, you know, what's the term? You know,
embellish.
Stir the pot, I guess.
Yeah. He likes to embellish. He likes
sprinkle,
to
sprinkle like some little extra tidbits to spice
sure.
the story
for
up
sure.
a little bit.
He loves it. But I am
some of the
I
best acting
it.
I've ever seen in my life.
Absolutely.
Like some of the best acting I've
absolutely.
Ever seen.
Absolutely. So
it was
good.
Really, really, really good. The ending is a little. You're like, okay, that's it. But
damn,
that's
yeah,
kind of how
episode,
the
I'm on
trial
episode four,
ended.
Maybe.
Like,
right? That's what people forget that it like is you know.
And you know they may have a chance of like appealing.
That's
again.
I kind of am so far. What I've seen, like I said, I'm only on like episode four or whatever. I'm very much like in favor of that. I feel bad. Obviously, you know. They plan to kill their parents, whatever, but they were abused their whole lives, it sounds like. So I don't know. I feel like there's got to be some kind of gray area with that, but who knows?
I feel like they definitely should have went to jail, no doubt. They
for
like
sure.
fucking shotgun pumped their
parents. They fucked their shit up.
Yeah, but like their parents were disgusting and disturbing, and like I believe them, and I feel like if they were women, they would have gotten a lesser sentence. And because boys, like, people don't believe victims
well,
when they're boys, and it's especially
Gia,
back then.
We literally have a perfect example of it, Gypsy Rose Blanchard. Like, she's, she brutally murdered her mother, went to jail, did her time, and now she's out.
Yeah.
So it's kind
of
like...
Well, I think she has a little bit of a...
Hers is a little bit more.
Yeah,
she was really, like, she was abused.
And also,
way
she
more.
Didn't do the killing. It was the
true,
boyfriend.
True, that is true. Yeah. That is true. Good point. Good point.
But,
very
so
good point.
So one of the band members, so Jose Menendez, the father, was a like record label person.
Yep.
He was
involved
an agent
in music.
Of some, involved in music.
Yep.
And he got this band signed called Menudo. Mm-hmm. And I guess one of the members of Menudo has come out recently and said that Jose Menendez also sexually assaulted him.
Oh,
which
shit.
Which is so sad because I think he was also pretty young at the time, too. So this like kind of opens up the conversation with more evidence to see if maybe they can have an appeal.
Maybe something can happen.
Yeah.
I hope so.
I just
them.
Don't think they deserve life.
I don't think
like,
so either.
They've
life
been,
is
they've
crazy.
They've already been in there for 36 years.
It's so
years.
Much time. It's so much time.
Yeah.
It's like, enough.
And they've been doing like Cooper Koch, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, the one who plays Lyle.
Yeah.
he went to visit Eric Menendez. And he was like saying that they do like a lot of really good stuff, like in prison. And Lyle and Eric finally are in the same prison together.
They're back together.
Like, after like 18 years of being separated.
Oh my God.
So I do have empathy for them. I do.
For sure. For sure. And yes, you know, people have fucked up parents and, you know, things happen. But things happen. But it is true. Like, I'm thoroughly enjoying it. Did I already talk about the other day the Seth Cohen, Adam Brody, Kristen Bell.
Seth Cohen, but yeah.
He is Seth Cohen, but yeah. That show.
I finished it last night.
Fantastic.
I cried at the
end. Of course.
Yeah.
Everything.
So
it's
cute.
Like you cry at everything. It's so good.
But I'm confused. If you haven't finished it, watch out, because I'm about to say a little bit of a spoiler. Mm-hmm. The ending like kind of didn't make any sense. Like, is he just not going to be a rabbi anymore then?
So I think they're probably going to try to like skirt the rules. That's kind of, because I thought about it deeply.
Like,
definitely.
Okay.
There has to be. I thought about it a little deeper. In terms of like how it wants to be perceived, right? Mm-hmm. And I think it would look bad for him to like not care about his faith because he cares about a woman. And then I also think that it looks bad for her to be like, give up your faith for me.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that it's played out in the right way. I think that he will probably still be a rabbi, maybe just not head rabbi.
Mm-hmm.
I
okay.
think that's kind of what's going to happen
there. Maybe
they
can find like a loophole.
Right, a loophole somehow. Yeah. Like, I think that that's kind of what it is. Because it is, you know, being a rabbi and marrying within the Jewish faith is kind of a big deal.
It's a
huge
deal.
They don't want to, lessen that, because
yeah.
that is still a thing. Like all the points that they make in it being like, you know, people in the Jewish faith, especially if you're born Jewish, you want to keep marrying within the faith because you keep, you know,
faith alive
and the heritage alive. It's more complex than just like
faith.
Catholic.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's a little different. So marrying, you know, converts and things like that still is fine, but it does kind of like dilute the heritage, technically, is what people kind of say.
And I appreciate
and
how
I understand that, but
yeah, I
so
like
they
how
want to like threaten that. They don't want to make light of that because
that
is still
it's
an
very
issue.
Serious.
Yeah, that's why people. That's why Jewish people have the ability to go on Birthright, and that's kind of the point of Birthright, is that you are supposed to be able to meet other Jewish people so you can hopefully maybe, you know, get married to them and have more kids,
more
and
Jewish,
like that, and help like repopulate the Jewish faith or Jewish heritage, because, you know, obviously the Holocaust was devastating to to their people.
Yeah.
So whole thing.
I think they did a really good job of like making, because I'm not a huge, I found myself resonating a lot with Kristen Bell's character.
Same,
so
obviously.
Much.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I'm not like connected to religion at all. Like I don't even know if I believe in God, but like it was nice to like hear Adam Brody's like, you know, relationship with religion.
Totally.
And, like explaining it.
A non-threatening relationship with
it.
Did you like grow up Catholic technically?
Yeah.
Same.
I went to Catholic school.
Same.
Yeah.
And so I think that
there
like,
was a funny line. It was like, oh, and like, at, like at church, we just teach us to hate ourselves.
Teach you to hate yourself. Yeah.
They just teach us guilt.
It's so true. Like, and I jump on any opportunity to shit on the Catholic Church, to be honest, because I think that it's pretty corrupt in certain extents.
Yeah.
But I think that like the idea and why I do love like the Jewish faith and I think it's like an interesting way to look at religion is because it is so like centered around family and and like. Really, just centered around family.
Yeah,
I think that's
and
beautiful.
It seems like a little bit more like spiritual,
absolutely,
rather than like
it's
judgmental.
It's different than like if you do this, God's always watching, and you'll go to hell and whatever. Like that's not the thing. It's like they don't talk like that. It's not a, you know. It's just anything can be faith in the Jewish faith. You know, what I mean? It's just a little different. Which I think is a
and
really
I like
nice
that
thing.
Women can be rabbis.
Yeah, I like that too. I like that too. I thought that was a really cute thing. There's a lot of cute elements to it. And again, like, you know, even if you're...
Maybe she becomes a rabbi.
Right? Oh my God, imagine. like, if you're interested or not in those kind of things, I think the story itself about, like, overcoming your own, you know, standing in your own way, which is definitely why I was resonating with Kristen Bell a lot.
Yeah.
She had a lot of moments where she stood in her own way for one reason or another, and then through like healthy communication worked through it. And I was like, this is an awesome like example of doing that, because you know, things are misunderstood all the time. You know, the the funniest, probably the funniest one was the episode where he meets her parents and she like gets the ick from how he's acting.
Yeah.
And then when he's outside and he's like, I understand, like maybe you didn't like some of these things, whatever, but like I'm on your side. And it's so true.
Yeah,
like,
that was really cute.
If you see, like if you have a guy come in or whatever and he's like yucking it up with your parents and you have like a funny relationship with your parents, it's easy to believe like, well, why don't you have my back or why aren't you on my side?
Yeah.
And like, him reminding her of that, I was like, oh my god,
yeah,
like,
that's just really such sweet.
A like that negates everything.
Yeah,
that makes me like, okay, the flowers are cute too. The sport coat's cute, like it's just, you know, like then it
sport coat.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
why do you keep calling it a sport coat? Like so funny, like it's just, but it's, but just that like one sentence of communication, you know, completely validated everything that was going on. And I think that that seeing examples of those kind of moments are positive, I think. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So highly recommend if you're looking for a very sweet, like lighthearted rom-com show.
Oh yeah.
Nobody Wants This, it's called, I think.
Yeah. 10 out of 10. Yeah. Really love it.
It's fantastic, excellent. All right, shall we get into is it time? The draft queens hath arrived in the house. In pod one,
the queens have declared that they have new picks for the kingdom. And although they have been unsuccessful, they have gone back to the drawing board.
Yes.
Picked some new ideas.
Hip hip.
Hooray!
Woo! Anyway, so we have chosen some new picks for our gambling prowess this week. DraftKings, as always, thank you so much for letting us do this. We actually, our DraftKings, you know, our weeks in and out, it was only supposed to be, you know, a certain amount of weeks, and we're still going.
We're still going strong.
They love what they're seeing. They love working with us. They're very, very happy with the fact that everybody seems to be getting into it with us. So thank you guys for making us look good.
Thank you guys.
We were having a lot of fun with it, despite the losses the last couple of weeks. You know, we literally only won the first week.
Yeah.
We're still having fun. It's still having us
ironic.
Tune in. I know. It's still having us tune in for football, having a good time, and you know, and just get involved. Get involved more than you would be before. I get DMs all the time from people being like, you know, sending us our picks, being like, riding with you guys this week,
or
me and my husband, or me and my boyfriend. And so, you know,
I think Jack sent us a screenshot. We had more bets than LeBron last week.
Oh yeah, LeBron James put out some kind of parlay.
Suck it, LeBron.
Yeah, whatever, LeBron, backseat, forget about it. We're better than you.
Every time.
So good.
There's that commercial with LeBron and Kevin Hart for DraftKings on the TV. TJ will always be like, oh, it's your coworkers.
That's so true. How hilarious.
The big four, me, Kelly, LeBron and Kevin Hart.
But it is true. Like, we, you know, things are going great. So, and we love it. And we're still having a lot of fun with it. And it's fun to think about this in like creative ways. And because, you know, gambling, as far as I'm concerned, nobody knows what they're doing at any time.
No.
And so we can, why not follow us? Why not follow our method?
It honestly makes it more fun than you know, obviously we try to do this based off how the teams are doing, how players are playing. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, we're kind of just basing it off of whatever connections we can make to Taylor, Swiftie, Universe, whatever.
Yep.
I think that makes it more fun and less pressure.
Yes.
And it's just like, honestly, I feel like it makes it maybe a little bit more likely for it to happen. I don't know.
No, right? Honestly. You know what I mean? Well, listen, as soon as we slap a little Tay Voodoo on there, you never know.
You never know.
But also, too, like, people aren't, you know, less is more with these kind of things. Like, just having fun with it. You don't have to be so intense about it. It makes it a lot more fun for sure, like, all in all. So,
and also, a reminder, so these are, like, kind of set up as parlays, which is three bets in one, so all three have to hit in order for your bet to hit.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also do a single bet, so you can pick any one of these individual bets that we give you guys and just bet on that individual one if you want to. So you have options.
Yes, fabulous. So this week, last week we did all of Taylor's besties and where they were from, and I actually don't know. I was out of it. How many did we hit? Any or like zero out of zero?
I don't even know if we,
because we were going pretty strong where we were just like miss only one, but last week I didn't check.
I honestly don't know. Let me check really quick. So it was Eagles money line, which we lost.
I know that we lost for sure.
Oh,
yeah, well, let's just look at our text with Jack.
Then it was Rams money line. So let's see if that won.
Yeah, Rams to win, Texans to win, and Jets to win.
Rams. Let's see. So that was...
I'll look up Jets.
The Rams lost. So the Rams also lost.
Right, right.
Texans...
Let's see. The Jets also lost. By one
shit, point. Okay, the Texans won. So at least we
okay,
got
so we
one.
Only got one. So that was... Yeah. So certainly our worst week
that
by
was
far.
Definitely our worst.
And listen,
so what
we were,
the hell, fucking...
So I guess
PG
our...
Be- and Selena...
Her besties
fucking,
aren't shit. Yeah
whatever,
her besties
guys,
aren't shit.
Thanks a lot, girls.
That's whatever. So fine, whatever, bitches. Like, bye. But okay, so this week, we have come upon a parlay that's going to... be in the order of Taylor's concerts.
Yep.
So starting off with London. Tell us a little bit about London.
So every year there is a football game, I guess a footy game down.
A little game of footy.
Little game of footy.
Adele is here.
Adele, oh babe.
Divorce, babes, divorce.
So yeah, every year there's one London game. It's at like 9:30 in the morning because of the time difference. Mm-hmm. And this year it is the Jets. Technically, it's supposed to be a home game for the Vikings. And as you guys know, this was Taylor's last tour stop before the break started.
Yes.
So we're feeling London. We know Taylor fucking kills it in London every single time. It's one of her favorite stops. She always puts on a good show.
Mm-hmm.
So we're feeling like the Vikings and the Jets are going to be doing the same thing. They want to put out points. They want to do the damn thing. If you're flying all the way to London, might as well fucking go hard.
Do as big as you can.
So we are going to take the over on that. And right now it is 40.5 points. So that's all the points combined. Has to be over 40.5.
Yep.
And the line for that is -108. So that means that it's pretty likely
to happen. It's pretty likely it's going to happen. And also, too, the Jets, remember Major Swiftie Aaron Rodgers, when he hears this bet, I'm sure that he will try harder to make more touchdowns.
Very true.
So we hit this.
Also, I think if you follow TikTok drama, I think, do you know T.T. Robillard?
No.
She dated Cody Ford on the Bengals.
Ooh, I do actually.
Yes.
Oh my God, yes.
And
I know about this.
Apparently she has a new man on the Minnesota Vikings.
Ooh.
So I think he's going to be wanting to do some good stuff for his new bag.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. Ooh, good for her. And she, right, that's right, got to show off. Yeah. So we want both teams to score a bunch of points,
yes,
really,
exactly.
Is what we want. And so we're taking the over, like you said, feeling fabulous. Next up, if you guys are looking at the calendar, of course, Miami. Welcome to Miami and Benita, man.
Yay!
Party in the city where the heat is on all night on the beach with the break of dawn. I'm going to Miami.
Benito, Miami.
Fantastic. So we're choosing Miami. We're choosing the Dolphins money line, correct?
Yes.
Which is what?
So that is -105. So that's more likely for the Dolphins to win over the Patriots. The Patriots are -115.
Right.
So we like those odds right now.
Yes, we do. Also, the Patriots have been so bad. They
are
not good anymore.
They have been sucking a lemon big time. They're
not good anymore.
They just can't really get the groove going.
They're just sitting there and they're being like, Tom Brady, stop announcing our games and just come play for us. And Tom Brady's like, baby, you know I wish I could.
Yeah, he's like,
but I gotta wear my Uggs up here.
You go, but I love to watch you leave.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I just thought of this as well.
Oh,
one of our biggest ops, Frank the Tank. He is a big time Taylor.
I forgot about her about our op, Frank.
But I think we can Uno reverse card Frank here.
I think we can too.
If the Miami Dolphins win,
yep,
he has to thank the Taylor Walker.
Absolutely, he does.
Ipso facto, he's thanking Taylor Swift.
He's thanking Taylor
so
Swift.
We get him.
And you know what?
He got.
And he's been on a tear talking shit about his own teams, kind of Uno reversing himself on purpose to make them win. He did it with the Mets recently. I don't know if people are following baseball at all. The Mets are in the playoffs for the first time since like the 80s or something crazy. I only know this because everyone in this office is freaking out about it. But Frank the Tank was going off talking shit about the Mets on purpose so they would start doing well, and then they ended up winning a game. So even if Frank is talking shit, it'll just be like, you know, it'll be thumbs up for us.
Yes.
That's
agreed,
what we're thinking.
Agreed.
And then, of course, next up, New Orleans.
New Orleans.
The Saints.
The Saints are playing our lovely boys, the Chiefs. And yeah, you know, I'm a little nervous about the Chiefs here, but here's what we're doing because of our nerves. You know, we're missing Rashee Rice.
Mm-hmm.
We're missing
Pacheco.
Mm-hmm. And we're missing one more person, too. Who is hurt on the Chiefs?
Someone big. We were listening the other day.
Let's see. Injury report. Let's see. I can't understand football sometimes.
Yeah, I don't even know how you would find this information.
Okay, it's Rashid Rice and someone else. I thought maybe I sent you a tweet about it.
I can't remember. I knew about Pacheco because you said it yesterday or the other day. Yeah. And I was like, oh, no. When, you know, he's the
someone
guy.
Someone named Mike Dana is also out, too.
Oh, not Mike Dana.
Yeah, I don't know who that man is.
Well, regardless, it sounds like it's all up to...
Two of their biggest players, Rashid Rice and Isaiah Pacheco, are out.
Yep.
So with keeping that in mind, I like the under on this one.
Yes.
The Saints have been playing well. They... the Eagles beat the Saints, actually, so that says kind of a lot, really, by the skin on their cheek.
Skin of their teeth.
Their cheek. So taking those injuries in mind and then taking just, you know, a little bit of a poor performance from the Saints from last week. Mm-hmm. I like the under on this one. It's under 43.5 points.
Yep.
And it's -112. Also, again, the minus is kind of the opposite of what you think it means. Minus means it's more likely to happen. Plus means it's a little bit less likely to happen.
What's this? What's the line? 40.
Total is under 43.5.
Under 43.5. So that means that we want the total points in the game to be under 43.5, we think will be likely because both these guys have been sucking. Unless our boy Xavier Worthy, all of a sudden he's got to put the team on his back, it seems.
Yeah.
Rookie of the year, essentially.
Big time.
And so, you know, they will score a couple points, but yeah, we think it's going to be a low scoring game.
Yes.
And that game is actually on Monday, right?
Monday night game.
Monday night. So the other two are Sunday. Sunday morning is that Jets Vikings London game. Sunday afternoon ish is the Miami Dolphins game.
Yep.
And the and Monday night is the last
Miami one. Plays at 1 p.m. against the Patriots. Saints play at, I would say, 8 o'clock, 8:15 on Monday, and then 9:30 a.m. for the first game, Jets at Vikings. That will be in London.
That'll be fun. The London game, everybody should get up on Sunday, make a little brunch for themselves, have a little mimosa, get some football off. It's fun.
When the Eagles played in it last year, that's exactly what we did.
I remember that. Yeah,
in the morning, very fun,
super fun.
Yeah,
really good times. And just make sure you get your bets in. This will all be up on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, of course, the official betting partner to the NFL. We love DraftKings so much for letting us do this Draft Queens segment. You can go ahead and download the app and submit your picks. Just look for our faces. You can go into the NFL category and you will be able to find us. We're always there. You may have to scroll a little bit depending on where we are in the lineup. We might be right next to LeBron. We're always also next to Carissa Thompson.
I know.
Which I love. I love being next to her.
Us.
I wonder
hey,
that
girl.
Too.
Yeah.
We should talk to those. Carissa, she's a big Swiftie too. And Aaron, they're big Swifties. I would love to do like a crossover with them.
God,
that'd
be
so
dream.
Fun.
That would really be a dream.
So, you know, let's speak that into existence.
Yes.
Would love to do that.
And if you've ever wanted to bet on sports and wondered how you get started, DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is making it easier than ever. If me and Kelly can learn how to do it, I'm telling you right now, you guys can learn how to do it too. It becomes so fun. And once you get the hang of it, trust me, it's so easy. Go to the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select a sport like NFL, like we're doing, select an option like TD scores. We're doing under over. We're also throwing in a money line in there, which just means one of the teams has to win. Mm-hmm. And then you can pick who you think will score, pick who you think will win, and place your bet.
Woo.
Make sure you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code TaylorWatch. That's code TaylorWatch for new customers to get $200 in bonus bets and when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings.
Hell yeah. Shout out to DraftKings.
Shout out. All right, shall we get into voicemails and DMs?
Let us get into voicemails and DMs, yes.
Fabulous.
Remove my crown for these moments. Mm. Reserved only for the draft queens.
Okay, I feel like this call hits home for us.
Oh, God, I'm ready.
Hi, Kelly and Gia. My name is Carissa. I'm from Chicago.
Carissa?
Wait, I just want to say thank you so much for your podcast. I have
you're welcome.
One Swiftie friend in real life, and whenever I get to listen to your podcast every week, it's like I have two more friends to talk about Taylor Swift with.
Because
at my work, I'll all of my other coworkers just shit on Taylor all the time, and they know that I'm a Swiftie.
Sounds like a lot of men.
I just keep my mouth shut, but yeah, just thank you so much for doing what you're doing. You give so much of a community to everyone virtually, including myself.
And
just
I know.
Like, I have two extra besties just talking to me about our Lord and Savior, Mother and Queen Taylor. Thanks so much again. I love you guys.
Mwah. Love you,
Queen.
Oh, my
God. That was just a sweet note. Yeah, that is so good. Thank you, Carissa.
I thought it kind of hit for us because of the coworker comment about how her 100%.
That's what I said. Sounds like a lot of men. Yeah. But you know what, though? You know, as much as I want to shit talk men, of course, sometimes girls are like that. Sometimes girls, they wanna hate. We don't...
Pick me.
We don't really know why.
Don't like Taylor Swift. She's annoying.
I just don't get it, you know? It's like, chill, bitch.
All her songs
like,
sound
know.
The same.
I don't understand like that kind of mindset, of course, but none of us do. But we are always more than happy to be here for those who are missing these Swiftie besties in their life, because we all need Swiftie besties. And it's just fun. It's, you know, we have a good time doing this. We have a good time, like, not only analyzing lyrics and talking about what's going on, the ins and outs, whatever, but she's right. The community of it all.
Yeah.
And knowing that other people are interested in what we're interested in. And it's just kind of a time we can get together and hang out and just bullshit about our favorite things.
Yeah. It's
and
so fun.
So yeah, we love this. We love doing this. And thank you for that sweet, sweet voicemail.
Yeah, it was
almost
nice.
Made me cry a little bit.
Oh
my God. I needed that.
Hey, Kelly and Gia. So I have a question / curious to know your opinion. I grew up listening to Taylor. I loved Debut and all that. And then I will admit, as an older teen / young adult, I kind of fell off, but now I'm back on the Swiftie train real hard, and I've actually never listened to Reputation.
Oh.
So, because I never want to give Scooter Braun any of my money or time or effort.
Wow, it's dedication.
Is there a way in good conscience and good faith that I can listen to Reputation and Debut while they're still under him?
Wow.
Or should I just wait until Taylor's version comes out? Thanks.
So wow. I'm conflicted a little bit here.
No, right. So am I.
You've already waited this long.
That's exactly what I'm thinking. Like, my gut is, I am guilty of listening to Reputation every once in a while. Of course. Like, I'm not.
How can you not?
It's just, it's my favorite, one of my favorite
she's
albums.
She's a billionaire.
Like,
it's
she's
okay.
a billionaire. It's okay. It's not like I'm sitting here with it on repeat while I'm asleep so it can play 10,000 times.
Yeah.
Like, occasionally I listen to a Reputation song. And I think that that's completely fine. Like, people get so hung up on all that shit. It's more
you
so just
not
like the.
Listen to, like, Call It What You Want. Like, what am I supposed
right,
to do?
Right. Like, it's one thing. It's, I think. It is more offensive to actively listen to the quote unquote originals than the Taylor versions when the Taylor versions exist. I think when there is no Taylor version to exist, then it's a little more of a gray area.
That's a good point.
For this, and you know, at first I was like, oh my God, you've never listened. You better fucking race to listen to it right now. However, just like you said, you've waited this long and it's coming. Whether it's coming now or never or what, like, it's coming soon.
Yeah.
And I almost would now, like, suggest you wait and experience it in all its glory for the first time. Like,
yeah,
I
and
think
I
that
do
might be
wonder,
so cool.
Like, what it's like to listen to the Taylor's version first and then
totally.
Go back and be like, wow, like, this is actually
like,
what it sounded like.
Or you won't even, you might not even note, like, you wouldn't even notice the difference. You wouldn't have those thoughts going in, like, oh, this is different than this, or this sounds little, you know, you don't have those comparisons to make because it's the first time you're hearing all of it. I say wait.
Okay.
Which is kind of crazy.
I guess the closest date she would maybe have to wait until is
December, like,
yeah, December, you know, 13th or whatever, but I still
like
think 2025, so like
still think 2025, but listen, January? We're almost there, basically.
Yeah,
we're almost there.
Yeah, that's true.
Here's a compromise. Go ahead and listen to, like, go watch the one of the concerts in Miss Americana or something, like, you know, concert YouTube videos of her performing Reputation songs. Like,
ooh.
I Did Something Bad, or I don't know if you've been to the Eras Tour, you can watch the Eras Tour movie, watch the Reputation set. That's a good little way to get around it.
Yeah, has she never, has she never seen?
Watch the Eras Tour movie.
Reputation set,
that's
the Eras Tour movie?
And those are obviously not all of the good, like, I mean, you know, they're great Reputation songs, but
they're
not,
not like
all
the
of them.
Cuts,
and they're also not really like the lovey-dovey ones.
Yeah.
Like, they're more of like the big ballads and, you know, concert performance ones, which is super fun and fantastic. And that will set the tone and vibe for Reputation in general. And then when you get to listen to the thing in its entirety and you get to hear, like, New Year's Day and Call It What You Want and, you know, that's why we can't have nice things. Yeah, like those will hit harder when you get a chance to listen to them.
I agree.
That's how I feel.
I think maybe you should wait too. I know it'll be hard.
She's just waited so long.
Yeah, you've waited so long. You might as well stick it out until the end. And like, totally. It's a cool thing to like say to like people, like if absolutely. You need another 50, like I've never listened to Reputation because I'm waiting. Yeah.
I'm waiting and I'm ready to experience it in all its glory. But again, you know, don't feel bad if you do.
Don't feel bad if you
crack and you decide, I got to listen
to these songs. We've all been there. Girl.
I'm still listening to it.
Yeah.
For sure.
You can't not.
Cannot. Yeah.
Oh my God. I feel like I'm on TRL. Please, please, please pick me. My daughter will freak out if she hears my voice on Thursday.
Yay.
Okay. My question. Can you tell me your updated thoughts on Electric Touch? I remember the two of you weren't really big fans of the Speak Now Volt tracks, but I was kind of hoping you'd maybe give it another try, especially the nod of the last year in her relationship. And the fact that Travis constantly uses the word electric.
Yeah, it's true.
And he's kind of known for it. It's so perfect for them. I want to die. But not before Rep TV comes out. I'm not stupid. I love you, girls. I listen every week. Go, Chief.
Oh, my God. That I so love funny. That voicemail.
Not before Rep TV comes out. I'm not stupid.
No, I love that so much. That was an excellent voicemail. Thank you for calling. I love the TRL reference.
Yeah.
That's one for me, for sure.
I really do hate to break it to her, though. Like, I just... Electric Touch will never do it.
It'll never. But I will say this, and maybe this will comfort her. When we did our deep dive for Speak Now, and I was listening to all, you know how we usually listen to the songs, you know, just so they're fresh in our memory. Electric Touch came on, and I was bopping around my apartment. You know what? This is a. This
if
is
that
good.
Song comes on, good. I will sing it. I will listen.
Of course,
to it. I'll enjoy it. But like,
of course,
it's like when I hear like me or something. Like,
totally.
It's like one of those songs where like, oh, I don't like that song, whatever. But like, if I hear it, I'm gonna sing all the.
If it's on, it's on. Yeah. I'm not saying to myself, oh my God, I gotta put Electric Touch on. Yeah. But if it comes on, I'm singing it. I'm having a good time. I'm dancing around. It's a good song, and all the songs are good.
And I mean, she definitely is right about like the lyrics, like tying in with Travis
totally.
So much. Like, just the first time hanging out with you tonight. I've got my money on things going badly. Got a history of stories ending sadly. Still hoping that the fire won't burn me just one time.
Ooh,
so cute. Yeah. I've gotten used to no one calling my phone. I've grown accustomed to sleeping alone. Still, I know that all it takes is to get it right just one time.
Woo!
I love that. He does always say electric.
It was electric. Loves it.
Isn't that what he said? He said like something about like something being electric at Arrowheads. He's like, so I gotta like turn it
something
up.
Something like that. Yeah. Remember I made fun of him at that point where he was like, I'm gonna rock the stage.
Yeah.
I saw you rock the stage at Aerosaurus. Now watch me rock the stage at Arrowhead. And I was like,
ugh. Did you see the clip of him in Grotesquery? I watched like a
No, I didn't see the clip. I didn't see the clip. I know we were gonna watch it before this, but there was too many.
DC Nash is like, hey handsome, who are you? And it just like pants to him and he's like in this all white outfit. He's like, I'm Ed. You could call me Eddie.
No.
What the fuck is
No.
It wasn't that bad, though, honestly.
But listen. All that matters is that he's the guy on the screen as well.
Yes, exactly.
He is both the guy on the Chiefs and the guy on the screen. And if he needed to be Mr. Handsome alongside Niecy Nash to be it, then so be it.
You know? So true.
We're proud of him either way.
Yeah. All right, last one.
Hey, girlies. Love your show. This is Elliot calling from California.
Ooh, hey, girl.
I listen weekly. I just had a thought. I know in today's episode you guys were talking about going to Miami, and I was just thinking how it's almost been 6 months since PTPD has been out. Rep is her sixth album. What are your thoughts on an announcement in Miami? Also
don't make me, girl. Don't make me.
on the globe, and there was a ton of Easter eggs there that I feel like we haven't yet uncovered. So just your thoughts, how amazing would it be if it was announced there, especially for Kelly? Just love to hear your thoughts. Thanks.
I would be lying to our Swifty listeners and myself and you, Gia, in this room if I didn't say that I didn't have a thought in the back of my head that the first night in Miami we'd get a Rep TV drop. You think I haven't thought about that? You think that's why I'm like, hey, I'll buy us all the tickets and do everything for it? Because I really think it. But you know, you can't.
I know.
You can't start playing this game.
I can't start clowning
because
again. Because the thing that, like, just, with Miami, like, doesn't the music video for A-Team, doesn't that take place in Miami, some of it? Endgame, sorry.
For Endgame? Sorry. I was like, what? Endgame? Yes, it does. Yeah. It's Tokyo, Miami, and London.
Like somewhere else.
And yeah, I believe London. It starts in Miami. I think the opening shot is Miami.
Yeah. Like, yeah, is 7 years ago, she was filming it in Miami.
Wait,
yeah.
will you pull up the music video itself and see? Here, I'll do it.
And see what?
It opens up. I'm pretty sure it opens up in Miami. Like, you know, it flashes like Miami. And
yeah.
Then,
let me see here. Taylor Swift. Oh, I can't play this out loud. Ed Sheeran. Okay. She's somewhere. Future. And then somewhere else. Okay. I haven't seen this, this music video. Miami.
Miami's the first one. Gee, I just got chills. That's all I'm saying.
Shit.
Because everyone was saying, like, Tokyo, it's Endgame video. Because she does go to Tokyo and she also goes to London. But Miami is first. In this.
Interesting.
Just saying. I want to be your end game. I want to be your first string. I want to be your A team. I want to be your end game.
Big reputation.
Ooh, you and me would be a big conversation. And I heard about you. Oh,
you like the bad ones too.
Anyway, fantastic.
Yeah.
Of course, it's in the back of my mind. Of course, it's been all I'm thinking about. And I think I would have a stroke, like, in the crowd. Like, I think I would fall over, like, screaming, sobbing, crying, like, you know, screaming, crying, perfect storm. Like, I really think that I would have, like, that would be, like, almost too lucky. Like, that's also why I think like, maybe it won't happen, because that's too lucky.
Too lucky, yeah.
Lady Luck, you know, she flirts with me a little bit, but she's not always on my side like that. Like, that would be...
That's crazy.
That would be so crazy.
Yeah, but, I know. I feel like I just carry around such bad luck all the time that, like...
Yeah,
that
like, I don't feel like I got all that good like that, but it is, you know, it would be my third show, and Miami, and it's like, I travel, you know, New York, Paris, Miami, just kind of feels... I don't know. Something about it. I can connect all the dots and I can make it work in my head.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
Yeah.
Sure. As long as your vibes are high.
Yeah.
Like, ipso facto, the vibes for the whole thing are high. You know what I
Absolutely.
Mean?
Absolutely. Like, should I dress for the concert as a sexy clown?
Ooh, that'd be funny.
Sexy clown.
Yeah, I got to think about what I'm going to wear.
I have, I said I have like a couple of, I'll tell you what it is. I feel like I'm always gatekeeping, but this one I'm not like loving the outfit so much. But so in the Reputation music video, there's a part where Taylor is in a birdcage and she's swinging and she has on like an orange jumpsuit. Basically, like she's in jail, and it's like short sleeve shorts, and then she has these like thigh high orange boots on, and I've got the jumpsuit.
Oh,
and it's like a cute jumpsuit though. It was from like I forget where it was from, like Commence, I think.
Yeah.
So it's like a normal outfit, so it's cutie. And then I was gonna get the boots, and then I was gonna do my hair like that.
Oh, that
but then
perfect.
I'm worried that it's too like people aren't gonna get that. They're gonna be like, oh, what are you dressed?
Like a jail.
You just look like you're coming out of jail. Yeah. But I also could just be like,
but like then you're not a real Swiftie.
Right, exactly. Like, if you don't know what my outfit is, then you don't know. But so that's my tentative one. But I was searching last night for some sort of whimsical dress, some sort of something. So we'll see what I end up with.
Yeah,
but
I do Miami like something with as less clothes as.
It's gonna be hot. Yeah, it's gonna be hot. And we're gonna be jumping around.
Yeah,
it's gonna be hot as fuck.
So.
Yeah. So we got to
less clothes the better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we got some DMs. Two of these actually were some fun ideas that I thought would be fun for us.
I love ideas.
So I want to shout them out for giving me these ideas. So first one is, hey Taylor Watch pals, a friend and I are sitting here drinking high noons and decided to test our Taylor knowledge by completing the Taylor Swift All Songs 2024 Sporkle.
Oh,
we were able to name 221 songs out of her impressive 274 song catalog.
Great
in
job.
The 25 minutes it allowed. We were debating whether we would be able to beat your score and would love if you girls would give it a try and let us know how you do. Christina and Carrie.
That is a great idea. Let's do it.
Maybe tomorrow.
Yes.
We just do that.
And absolutely.
Then we just drop it as a little fun extra.
Absolutely. Fun extra I would video. Love that. Yeah. That is so fun. Without question. Yes. I would
and then
love
another
that.
Great idea.
I did that recently
got.
With Harry Potter characters. I did
love
really
Sporkle.
Well.
Love
yeah,
Sporkle.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love any sort of quizness. And I also saw so many of your guys' DMs talking about like a lot of girls were like, you guys should do something like Beavery and Fran, but like with Taylor Swift trivia. Like
fun.
Something on the show maybe. But you know what I was thinking too? Doing it on the show would be so fun.
Mm-hmm.
And also maybe like if we ever eventually want to do like one of those like Taylor Swift like listen parties, for whatever, sure, like bar nights,
sure, yes,
doing like a trivia night, like a Taylor Swift trivia night, as well as like a dance party would be so fun.
I would love that so much. We have been talking about that for I don't even know, like yeah, since we started the pod, we've been talking about wanting to do a night like that. It's we really
or like
do.
A manager
or somebody just to like help us with that. We need to. We've brought it up here and there, you know, internally, and we just need to kind of. It's a lot more planning goes into those things than you think. Like it's like you got to call a place, you got to like sort it out. Like
vendor
stuff. Yeah, it's a bunch of shit. But yeah. I think that we should maybe try to look into doing one around like the holiday season. I think
that'd
that
be really
super fun.
Yeah.
Wrapping up the concerts, wrapping up, you know, it's holiday season, a little Christmas tree farm, a little dress up and dance, whatever.
Love.
So keep your eyes and ears peeled for those discussions and those conversations. It'll likely be in the New York area.
Yeah, yeah.
So just, yeah.
And then if it's a hit, maybe we can do it in another city.
Maybe we can take our show on the road.
Yeah.
Never know.
Come to Kansas City.
Exactly. I would love to go to Kansas City.
Oh, my God. I know.
I
you know what
fun.
I was looking at, too? November 10th is a home game. Which could be fun. It's a Sunday, so maybe we'll go like Saturday morning.
And I will be here.
Yeah, I'll be here too.
That would be so fun.
Yeah.
November 10th. Yes.
So maybe we should think about that as well.
Yes, we should, Gia. Okay. So much on the horizon.
I know.
How exciting.
Okay, and then this was another good suggestion that I thought, hey girls, big fan of the show, had an idea the other day to create a Taylor Swift bracket challenge. Like, which song is the saddest, which song has the best bridge? I think it would be fun going into the fall season. Jackie from Michigan.
That is a great.
So we could do like
a
fun
a
little
one.
Bracket video.
We could do bracket video. Maybe we can separate, you know how brackets usually have like four to start out? Maybe it's like sad, happy, like... Funny,
no, we
whatever.
Do like the category is like the saddest songs, and you have like
I see.
Saddest songs.
Oh, I love that.
And then like we can have like a fan vote, whatever, on the
love
Instagram
it.
Or something. Like,
love it.
You know what I mean? That could be very
that
fun.
That would be
too.
So fun. Let's definitely do that. Let's
so shout out to you guys for those really awesome
Yeah, thank you. That's so fun.
Thank
and thank you
so
for
much.
Thinking of us.
Yes.
How fun.
Because,
we love that.
We really read everything you guys send.
Yes,
so it's very appreciated. Mm-hmm. And then here is one good question that we got. What do you think the chances are that Taylor will go on the sidelines before a game this season to wish Travis good luck like all the other wives and girlfriends, Jessica?
Wait, do they do that?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
Like, Alex Earl will always go on the field before and, like, give Braxton Berrios like, a hug and a kiss.
Oh, I did not know.
Yeah, a lot of wags do that.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think that's a possibility to happen one day. I don't know.
I feel like maybe she would get, like, too, like, heckled.
Right.
You know, like drunk NFL fans being like, fuck you.
That is so true.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that.
Because
it's true,
like
all the fans
scary.
Go around. Yeah, that might not be the number one thing she'd ever want to do.
Yeah, like, because when they went on,
when
she went
that.
On the field for the Super Bowl, like, they won, it's all Chiefs
right.
fans. Like,
right.
Everyone's so distracted, no one really is, like, paying attention to that 100%. It would be so cute, but it kind of... I feel like those are maybe reserved for like the wives. I don't
for
know.
For sure. Yeah, I don't know the ins and outs. You know what? I'll have to pay attention.
Yeah, yeah. But it's definitely a thing.
Because I don't know about all that. Oh, speaking of, the game against the Saints that's in our DraftKings parlay is at home. October 7th.
Yeah. Oh,
it'll,
yeah, yeah,
it'll
yeah.
be a home game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So maybe Taylor is there this week.
Ooh, right, you know, right.
She hasn't been there for a while. She may or may not be, but if she is, she might be more. She'd be more likely to be at a home game, I think, than any other game. So maybe we'll keep her eyes peeled. Maybe she goes down on the field. Maybe she does something special.
Maybe she
leaves like a note in the locker room and is like, good luck, boys.
That'd be cute.
Load up on my cookies.
Travis does a Taylor touchdown.
Well, that's another
dance.
One we have to do is
make the chai cookies.
Cookies.
Yeah,
the
those,
chai
that's
cookies.
On my list.
Let's do that soon, too. Yeah,
yeah.
That'll be great, too.
We should sit down sometime, like maybe next week, and try to like plan.
Yeah, let's do a little plan. Let's get a schedule together, and then we can put out a schedule, and everyone can get excited for the festivities coming up.
Ooh,
I love fall, man.
I love fall.
I like, you know, holiday season.
Love.
It's just
I love
all
a pumpkin spice. I love an apple smell.
I just got an apple. Like this like baked apple. Actually, your sister has it too.
Ooh.
Sniff, that brand Sniff, S-N-I-F.
Ooh. And it's a perfume?
It's like a, no, it's a candle.
Oh.
It's like a honey baked apple, like
yum.
Something. I'll put it on my story for you guys to see. It
I love
is,
apple
ooh.
Smelling.
Rhea and Fran, I think, went to like the launch party of it. Their friend, I think it's Simon Huck, I want to say.
Oh.
Might be involved somehow. He might be like literally the founder of it. Hold on, let me see.
Oh, I love
I'm
that.
Look right now because this is a free ad for them, but I'm saying that because the candle was so good.
Shit. Yeah,
Sniff
I need to
candle.
Get a cozy.
Yeah,
I need to get
half
some cozy
baked,
smelling candles.
Half baked apple cider smash. That is the scent that I got. There are a million different kinds. Let's see. Is there any, like, about us? I don't think so. But I do think it's somebody. It's somebody. I want to say Simon Huck. I'm pretty sure that it okay. is. But regardless, very good. Good candles.
Love.
Fall stuff.
Love.
Love, love, love.
Well.
All right. How's that?
That was a long episode.
I think that we really crushed it. We were chit-chatting. Hope we made you guys laugh a little bit in the beginning with our random topics and stuff. We're just being silly. You know us. We're overtired.
You know us, silly gooses.
So being silly. Yeah. All that good Taylor stuff. Hope we all have a little bit of good luck with our Draft Queens parlay.
Yes.
Good luck, good luck. Bet responsibly. Other than that, thank you. Oh, thank you also for all the voicemails and calling in.
Yes,
and
thanks, guys. We love you guys so much.
We love you so much. Thank you for being patient with us for the last few episodes when we were traveling and surviving Barcelona and all that stuff. So thank you. We are back
to regularly scheduled programming
now. Yes. So, all right. We will see everybody on Tuesday.
Love you guys.
Bye.